Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Greg Ruley, Executive Director of National Sorghum Producers, discusses USDA's latest prospective plantings reports noting discrepancies from initial expectations. He elaborates on the potential outcomes for 2024.
The early intentions number was, a bit disappointing. And it was disappointing for a couple of reasons. One, it was smaller than last year's crop. And for a variety of reasons, we think that there's a year-over-year increase in place. What we're basing that on is a couple of really good statistics. One is what seed sales look like. It was, as we've talked to seed dealers in the sorghum space, they've had a really good year in terms of moving products. And for them and for us, we believe that that equates to a year-over-year increase in acreage.
Ruley is optimistic about South Texas sorghum production.
The second factor is a hardback in place today. When we were all together in Houston for Commodity Classic, the farmers down along the Gulf were busy planting sorghum. And there is the biggest crop of sorghum in the Gulf Coast region of Texas that there has been in many, many years. And tremendous growing conditions right now. They've had ample moisture, good weather.
Therefore, he says the sorghum crop in South Texas looks phenomenal. Once again, National Sorghum Producers Executive Director Greg Ruley.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.